Famer and Seahawks great Cortez Kennedy passed away on Tuesday. Kennedy played 11 years with Seattle and was enshrined into the Hall of Fame in 2012. Cortez Kennedy was 48 years old. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
How would you like to win a free mattress? Well, during Mattress Firm's Memorial Day giveaway, 50 lucky winners will win a free mattress of up to $3,000 in retail value. Visit a participating Mattress Firm between May 19th and May 29th to enter for your chance to win your perfect mattress. So hurry in and don't miss Mattress Firm's Memorial Day giveaway. No purchase necessary, ends 5/29/17. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 or older. For complete details, see the official rules at a participating store or at mattressfirm.com/giveaway. Sponsored by Mattress Firm, Inc.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number two, ready to take off here on KGYM 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa and anywhere online through 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym that streams on online at kgymradio.com as well. We'll have plenty to get to tonight coming up at 7 o'clock after the program is over. Give you an update on what we've got scheduled come up in just a little bit. We mentioned the Big Ten baseball tournament underway today in Bloomington, Indiana. They rotated around just like some of their other conference tournaments go, and they have wonderful facilities there. They did an upgrade a couple years ago. Tracy Smith did a tremendous job with that program before he left Indiana, and a great place to have it. Not a whole lot of people in the stands today, as Nebraska and Purdue are just now in the top of the first inning. So that should tell you a little bit about the predicament that they're in as far as the start time for Iowa and Maryland tonight. It was supposed to be a 7:30 start time, Central time. So go ahead and do a little bit of the math on that one, but we'll keep you updated as to how things are going in Bloomington. Minnesota and Northwestern both win. Remember, it is a double elimination tournament, and that takes us back to the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, where Paul and Marion says the Big Ten baseball tournament would be fun to attend. At least you're guaranteed to see your team play more than one game. Kind of a reference to Iowa's struggles in other Big Ten tournaments in recent years.
I'm not quick.
Big Ten basketball, it is. And, of course, double elimination also can sometimes create some issues where a team that only loses once winds up running into a team that's coming out of the loser's bracket. And, look, it's not a perfect setup, but it's a good one. And it's one that the Hawkeyes have been a part of now for the last 4 years. We mentioned earlier Tyler Payton. There's a blast from the past, getting his first professional win last night in the Midwest League with the South Bend Cubs. Unfortunately, they are not on the Colonel's home schedule this year, so we won't get a chance to see him play here locally. But lots of former Hawkeyes in the professional ranks, and a couple current Hawkeyes likely to wind up in the professional ranks in a couple weeks during the Major League Baseball draft.
Did Tyler Payton have an injury out of spring training? Because I remember reading a Tommy Birch article from the Des Moines Register basically saying that he was still in extended spring training, so it must have been pretty recent when he was called up to South Bend.
I think they were taking him along rather slowly. Okay. And we'll see. He's pitching in relief, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Relief pitchers can get to the major leagues through the minors just as well as starters can, but nice to see him pick up his first win, and hopefully the Hawkeyes can get a win tonight. If they do win, they'll play the winner of the game that's currently airing on the BTN, which, as we said, is Purdue and Nebraska. Nebraska winning the Big Ten regular season crown this year. They're the number one seed in the field, and Darren Erstad, the longtime major leaguer, the Big Ten's Coach of the Year, which would be, I think, an intriguing second-round matchup. But in order for that to happen, not only do the Huskers need to win, but the Hawkeyes need to beat Maryland, too. And again, going up against the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year in Brian Schaefer, who has been tremendous this year, top 10 nationally in earned run average at 1.67. I believe he's only he's second in the league as far as innings pitched. He's thrown a ton of innings, and that tells me that not only is this guy durable, but his stuff lasts deep into games. Because when you throw as many innings as he has, you think you'd eventually run out of juice, and there's no way you'd be able to hold that 1.67 ERA all the way through. So Hawkeyes are going to get their first look at him tonight. And look, it's always tough the opening round because you're throwing your Friday night guy. Iowa does the same thing with Nick Gallagher. And you lose, drop down into the loser's bracket, and then you've got to fight your way back. And each game, you have to fight your way back with pitchers further and further down your rotation. And we talked about that with Nick Gallagher earlier this week. The preseason injuries, especially to C.J. Eldred, really affected the Iowa pitching staff as far as how things set up during the regular season. And we may see that affect the team during the postseason as well. Now, they've got an RPI, I believe, of 94. So we've got a couple people that have asked over the last couple days on the text line, are they going to get into the NCAA tournament? And the answer is no, unless they win the Big Ten tournament. Their RPI is too high. It's not going to happen. So this is going to be it most likely for the Hawkeyes. But what a tremendous run. And again, Jake Adams, a season for the ages as Iowa's second ever Big Ten Player of the Year. That announcement made yesterday. The 6 o'clock showdown is on the way, coming up at 6:35 tonight. We'll have your chance to answer 7 questions in 60 seconds, and maybe, just maybe, you can be a winner. Speaking of winners, last night the Cubs beat the San Francisco Giants at Wrigley Field. John Lester, not quite with a Maddox. There was some debate last night as to whether or not Len Casper had properly attributed a Maddox is a complete game shutout of 99 pitches or fewer. Lester pitched a complete game. He threw 99 pitches, but he did give up one run to the Giants last night.
So I can't believe I have not heard that yet.
You've never heard of a Maddox?
I've heard of a Gordie Howe hat trick.
Okay.
In the NHL. I'm trying to think of any other coined phrases based off of former players. I did not know that a Maddox was a complete game shutout with less than 100 pitches.
Yep. And it's something that he did a handful of times during his career, and it's extremely rare, especially in this day and age. And Lester came close last night, but he did give up the one run. And then you take a look at what Clayton Kershaw and Lance Lynn did on the West Coast, and I'm sure there were a lot of Cardinal fans that maybe didn't stay up late to watch the end of that one, thinking that a 1-0 lead was going to hold with Kershaw on the mound. But he throws the wild pitch, and Dexter Fowler was at the plate. Randall Grichuk, the former Cedar Rapids Colonels outfielder, comes around to score the tying run. And ultimately they go 13, and the Cardinals wind up losing to the Dodgers. A bad, nasty outfield collision between Jock Peterson and Yasiel Puig last night. But the pitching performance that I had planned on talking about a lot today was Irvin Santana just baffling the Baltimore Orioles last night. And then Jose Berríos, another former Cedar Rapids Colonels pitcher, goes out today and just looks nasty against Baltimore. And if you were paying attention to the National Sports Center at the top of the hour, the Twins now a major league best 14-5 away from Target Field. And the question that I ask you and the listeners as well, 366-1600, are the Twins for real? Because I'm starting to believe that the answer is yes. And we've seen teams, including the Twins, many, many years ago in 1991, go worst to first. So I'm ready to buy. I am. But
for first place,
I'm ready to buy the Twins as legitimate contenders for the remainder of the year in the American League Central, which I think puts them in a little bit of a predicament because I think they were hoping to flip Ervin Santana at some point. He's got, I believe, 1 year remaining on his contract. And as Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and I were chatting earlier today at Veterans Memorial Stadium, his value has never been higher. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, if you're a Twins fan, he's one of the reasons why you're doing so well this year. But I think the new regime in Thad Levine and Derek Falvey were hoping that they could probably turn him around and flip him for some assets for the future. So a little bit of a predicament there, but I don't think it's one that Twins fans would necessarily trade anyone with right now. I think they'll gladly keep Ervin Santana and then worry about what happens to him later. He is going to be an all-star this year, and I can't explain it, but he's...
How has he reinvented himself? Because there was...
This is a guy who threw a no-hitter for the Angels.
He was very good for the Angels.
A very good pitcher who at times looks unhittable, and then there are times where he's been pretty mediocre. And right now with the Twins, whatever he's got, bottle it up. But you're starting to also see now the emergence of Jose Berríos, whom the last couple years we've heard top pitching prospect, comes up last year, doesn't impress, looks downright overmatched, and then just as Mike Trout did several years ago, comes back, and in year number two, he looks like a new man. Trout came back after that little call-up in 2011, and in 2012, he took off. And Berríos is doing the same thing this year, and I'm ready to buy. You look at that lineup, and we talked the other day with Tommy Watkins about some of those guys that he's worked with in the Twins organization, Miguel Sano in Beloit, and then some of the players that have passed through Cedar Rapids. Max Kepler is starting to heat up at the plate. You've got Kenys Vargas, who's another guy from the Beloit years in the Midwest League, who's starting to hit the ball. And this was a key year for him because the Twins could have cut bait on him and moved on. And they ultimately chose to keep him within the organization and give him one more shot. And right now it appears to be paying off. Brian Dozier was going to be traded during the offseason. Everybody said that. Everybody assumed that. No deal got worked out. The Dodgers instead went out and got Logan Forsyth from the Tampa Bay Rays. Brian Dozier comes back as a part of this lineup. Jorge Polanco. I read earlier, why is he talking about Placido Polanco, you may be wondering. If you're a baseball fan, you know who the name is. If you're not, you don't. Placido Polanco
played for the St. Louis Cardinals,
Detroit Tigers, among other organizations. He's listed, I saw yesterday, as part of the All-Star festivities this year. I think he's signing autographs for fans or something, but he was listed as a legend. And I thought, okay, we've watered down the term legend at that point. But Jorge Polanco was here in 2013, along with Byron Buxton and Max Kepler, and the Twins made the decision to go into this season with him at shortstop, despite his very obvious, if you've ever watched him, defensive shortcomings. That is not Omar Vizquel out there. Twins fans, are you starting to buy this team being something more than fool's gold? 319-366-1600. You can hear the Twins, by the way, all summer long here on 107.5 FM, our North Gym. Again, a 4-3 winner over the Orioles earlier today and the hottest team in baseball.
If you're asking me if I'm buying them to be a 500 or above team, then I'll say absolutely. But if you're asking me if I'm buying them as a contender in the AL Central, I'm going to pump the brakes just a little bit. And we've chatted with Phil Miller from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Hopefully we can get him on the phone again here shortly, or Lavelle Neal as well, who covers the team. We've had him on as well in the past. But Phil made a point of...
He's talking to you, Kyle. You hear him? That's what he does. He's such a jerk. He talks about things on the air that he wants the producer to go do. Terrible, terrible form. Anyway,
yeah, you're the king of doing that, Todd. I'm just going to point that out.
I am a jerk.
Phil Miller pointed out that this team, Thad Levine and Derek Falvey, are going to ride on the young guys. They're for better or for worse, there are still a lot of kids on this team. I think what's happening with Miguel Sano early in this season is outstanding. Can he keep it up for an entire season? We'll find out. Can Max Kepler stay as hot as he has been this season? We'll find out. Jose Berríos is the interesting one, because you brought it up very similarly to the way Anthony Rizzo looked in his first MLB stint, the way Mike Trout looked in his first MLB stint. He struggled. He went back down to the minors. He started the year in AAA. He was dominant there, and he has been outstanding since he's come back up. Do you think he's here to stay? Do you think that we're looking at a front end of the rotation pitcher for years to come now with Jose Berríos?
He keeps pitching the way that he is.
Well, definitely.
There's no way that he goes back down to Rochester. And then he forces their hand moving forward. And I love seeing young guys come up and basically force teams to reevaluate. And let's face it, I think this is what the Twins have wanted. The Twins wanted him to come up last year and grab a hold of a rotation spot, and he couldn't do it. And this year, again, the video evidence is out there. If you follow me on Twitter, I retweeted a pitch sequence to Mark Trumbo in today's game in which Berríos is moving the ball around as if it's a wiffle ball. I mean, there's no way, even a major league batter, the caliber of Mark Trumbo, by the way, himself a former Cedar Rapids Colonel, could touch some of those pitches. So, and I think the big thing here is the ultimate test of this front office will be in about a month or so, when they're still hanging around and they're in contention, and you have to make the decision. Do you buy into your own team and try to go out and make some acquisitions and keep things going? Or do you say, we came into this with the long play in mind, and if Irvin Santana can be sold to the highest bidder and bring back some impact talent that's going to help us in the next year or two when we're a little bit more sure of what we've got here? I'm not quite buying into their bullpen right now, which I think has been an issue for them all year. I don't know how much longer Brandon Kinsler can keep this up, and some of the other guys that they've got going there. It's a little bit of a major league bullpen, and I say major league in reference to the movie, where who are some of these guys?
This guy's dead?
This guy's dead. Cross him off then. And what have we seen about postseason teams, the ones that have had a tremendous amount of success in recent years? You have a lights-out bullpen, and smoke, mirrors, magic, whatever the Twins are doing right now, it's working, and I'll buy into it with the caveat that I want to see what happens in about a month or so when this front office has to pay the piper and make that decision. Do we? And I'm not saying that they would sell out to go all in and try to win this year, because these guys are smarter than that, but it's going to be fascinating to see them face that fork in the road where they have to figure out, what does the 2017 season mean to that organization, and what does 2018 and beyond, because that day is coming.
It's interesting you bring up Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, because he's a Twins fan, but he's also a St. Louis Blues fan, and he saw his St. Louis Blues trade away their top defenseman at the trade deadline. They still made the playoffs. I think the Minnesota Twins might be... I'm not going to say that they're going to be a contender to make the playoffs. They might be when we're talking about July 15th and moving forward. But if Irvin Santana can bring you a return that you can't refuse, I don't care whether they're in first place and on track for 95 wins, or they're in last place at the time. You have to entertain it. And like you said, the new guys in charge, they're very smart. They're not going to go all in year one when they knew full well that this was going to be a 3-4-5 year rebuild. So when that time comes, I think that you brought up the two options. Do you keep Bervin Santana or do you shop him? And because his value is at an all-time high, if he keeps this up and you can get a return like the, well, obviously not to that extent, but like the White Sox got for Adam Eaton last year, where you can plug in a couple of top 100 prospects or two prospects and maybe a major league ready player for Ervin Santana because his value is so high, you do it regardless of where you're at.
Barrios went 6 1/3 innings today, and the following three pitchers closed out the win: Ryan Pressly, Taylor Rogers, and Brandon Kinsler. Rogers pitched here in Cedar Rapids. Pressly is a former Rule 5 selection, and Brandon Kinsler is a good reliever that I would put money on not finishing the season with a 1.71 ERA, which he currently has. That was save number 12 this year for him. Tremendous outing today from the former Cedar Rapids Colonel, though. Jose goes 6 1/3, strikes out 7, and surrenders 3 earned runs. 3 home runs, but hey, man, a 1.66 ERA. I think you take that any opportunity that you get. 5:24 will give you an update on Nebraska and Purdue at the Big Ten tournament. That's the winner of that game would face the Iowa Hawkeyes if they win against Maryland today. That's coming up for you on your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of hour number 2, which is on the way after this.
Toyota of Iowa City would like to invite you to stop in now and check out the amazing new 2017 Toyota RAV4, which offers exceptional versatility and is now available in a hybrid, which is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Toyota of Iowa City also has a huge selection of 2017 RAV4s, and right now, through May 31st, with qualifying credit, we are able to offer 0% financing for up to 72 months on all gas models or $2,000 customer cash. We also have available 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2017 hybrid RAV4s or $1,500 customer cash. Toyota of Iowa City has available outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyotas and a fantastic selection of models for you to choose from. Come on in before June 1st and let us make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% for 72 months is $1,389 per thousand borrowed, and for 60 months is $1,667 per thousand borrowed. Does not include a $130 dealer documentation fee.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of the Todd Brummelkamp Show. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll officially introduce you to our new full-time producer, Kyle Mann, who's going to be joining the program on June 5th. That's his first full day with us. In the meantime, he's got a desk that needs a lot of cleaning and organizing because someone left it messy when he moved 7 inches across the office to another desk. I'm still trying to figure out.
I think Kyle wants all that stuff just to remain there.
Trying to figure out the logic behind switching desks when you remained in the same office. But
hey,
we'll let Kyle finish that particular cleaning project. Kyle, I hope you enjoy plastic silverware.
Oh, he does. We were going to take that to Lunchbox Heroes today, but we didn't.
319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Napkin, fork, spoon, knife,
salt, pepper.
There you go.
You got everything
that you need. If you ever get stranded on a deserted island somewhere, there you go. Now let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Nebraska, the number one seed at the Big Ten baseball tournament, currently They're doing Nebraska things to Purdue right now. It's 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Huskers have the bases loaded, and Purdue has already gone to the bullpen. The Huskers would be the likely opponent for the Iowa Hawkeyes as long as Iowa can get past the reigning Big Ten Pitcher of the Year in Brian Schaefer. Number 4 Maryland is first out of the chute this evening. They're supposed to play at 7:30 Central Time tonight. That is not happening. They're going to wind up pushing the start time back. Schaefer has the 9th lowest ERA in the nation at 1.67. His 98 strikeouts are second in the conference, and he's also limiting opponents to just a 206 batting average.
Gulp.
The schedule for this year's Gavitt tip-off games has been released by the Big Ten and Big East. Iowa will not be part of the field this year after drawing games against Marquette and Seton Hall the past 2 years. The Cedar Rapids Colonels fell to the Clinton Lumber Kings earlier today, 3-2 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Manager Tommy Watkins ejected in the first inning of that contest. Last night, the Colonels fell 7-1. The lone run came on Jalen Davis's league-leading 10th home run of the season. Bob Verbicek Memorial Baseball Tournament continuing today. The championship game set for tonight featuring Linmar and Cedar Rapids, Washington. And one other note to pass along, Cedar Rapids Rough Riders today announcing that assistant coach Cody Campbell has left the team for an opportunity to become the head coach and director of scouting of the Odessa Jackalopes. That would be Odessa, Texas.
That's right, where the movie Friday Night Lights took place.
And where a certain former Iowa football coach used to call home many, many years ago in the oil fields of West Texas. The Rough Riders, get this, are getting ready to open their camp for the season June 1st, which is right around the corner. And hockey season, I know
their season just ended.
They say hockey season never ends.
I don't know how those guys do it.
Truly feels as if it never ends. This game may never end. Iowa and Maryland may wind up having to play tomorrow, or some sort of the hand of God may intervene here if you're the Purdue Boilermakers. But it's 4-0 with Nebraska showing so no signs of mercy at the Big Ten tournament in Bloomington, Indiana. He is the newest member of the KGYM team. He's the man who says we absolutely have to be out and off the air in the next 9 seconds or else. Kyle Mann joining the program full-time come June 5th. You get to meet him when we return after this.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
Is a Scots Yard. Pick up Scots Weed and Feed today. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Heat, Chris Bosch, and NBA Players Union tentatively agreed to a resolution that would allow all parties to move on. Bosch has not played since February 2016 because of blood clotting issues. He's remained on Miami's roster as the sides have worked through complex medical and legal issues in a unique situation. Celtics rookie Jaylen Brown with a hip pointer, questionable for Game 5 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow versus the Cavaliers, 7:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Boston down 3-1. Baseball, Diamondbacks scored a combined 8 runs in the 4th and 5th innings. They lead the White Sox 8-6, top 8. Sonny Gray, 1 run, 3 hits, 11 Ks in 7. A's defeated the Marlins 4-1. Other finals, Blue Jays got home runs from Jose Bautista, Kevin Pillar, Devin Travis, and Ryan Goins. They topped the Brewers 8-4. Twins over the Orioles 4-3. Baltimore, big league best 14-5 on the road this season. According to Penguins coach Mike Sullivan, it's reasonable to expect that defenseman Justin Schultz and right wing Patrick Hornquist could return for Game 7 of the NHL's Eastern Conference final tomorrow night against the Senators. They've both been out since game
Experience
two.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. It's time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort, firmness, and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
If your AC is blowing hot air, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help bring back the cool this summer. While you may need to eventually service your AC unit, get immediate relief with InterDynamics Arctic Freeze R134A refrigerant with leak sealer for $32.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Looking good, Mr. King of the Hill. Mr. DXL Shopperman. Mr. Sharp Dressing. Confidence oozing. Style swaggering fashion stud. Looking good. All the brands you love, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good. Find the best selection of shorts from top brands like True Religion, Tommy Bahama, and Nautica.
It's 5:35, the official halfway point of the program. Optimists can say that we've got half of the program left. Pessimists can say we've got half of the program left.
Well, Todd technically Brummelkamp, we have less than that. Sorry.
Alongside Alex Kuhn and the newest member of the team. We can officially call him the hardest working man in the building because he's the only person in the building whose last name is Mann with two N's. Kyle Mann, our sometimes associate producer. And we're dropping the associate as of June 5th. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Todd.
And you made the comment coming into the studio during the break. For those that don't know, the producer sometimes, more often than not, is on the other side of the door out in no man's land. You made the comment that we were talking about this as if people listening to the program were actually listening to meet you. I can assure you that people are interested in finding out more about you.
Oh, well, hopefully I can live up to you guys' expectations.
Who's your team?
We got the Cubs, we got the Bears, we got the Bulls.
Oh, you'll fit in perfectly well here.
Yeah, I'll fit in with Todd, and I'm going to work on turning you into a Cubs fan. Well, I know it's in there somewhere.
I mean, I would really appreciate it. Turn
him into a Bears fan because he doesn't have a team
that
right
now.
That
is true. Well, I'm actually
that'll be a harder sell.
I'm sort of kind of a free agent myself. Ever since draft day, things have been a little bit weird for me.
You're not on board with Mitch Trubisky?
You know, there's the whole thing of whether or not I like Trubisky himself, but then there's also the whole conversation of why did you feel you needed to make the trade to get him? So there's a whole two-pronged thing I got going on with that whole situation, and I am not happy with any of it.
Are you more upset with the Bears or the Bulls right now?
Oh, geez. Well, right now, the Bears. The Bulls, at least, seem like they're going to... Last season, I was really confused with the Bulls, but they, I don't know. If they're going to choose a lane here and at least try to stick with D-Wade Rondo for another year and at least like decide, hey, we're going to try to be a good team and make the playoffs... That's fine. But my issue with them last year, they didn't seem like they had direction. They were tanking, and then mid-offseason decided they want to sign guys.
319-366-1600. Sorry to cut you off, Kyle, but I'm going to promote this hashtag, AskDaMann, A-S-K-D-A-M-A-N-N. If you have questions for Kyle, either text in or tweet any of us at KGYM Radio. 7295 wants to know, Kyle, what is your favorite flavor of chicken wing?
Of chicken wing? Pretty much my go-to chicken wing is honey barbecue from Buffalo. Buffalo Wild Wings.
You're a man after my own heart. Well, I like the honey barbecue as well.
What I've actually started doing recently, though, is I'll get a thing of blazing sauce on the side. And so every now and then you can dip your honey barbecue wing in the blazing.
That's just crazy.
It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you can get the buzz going, you feel your face melting a little bit, and then wait a few minutes.
Are you talking about the sugar buzz from the honey barbecue wings?
No, I'm talking about the buzz that I started to feel, because I don't even eat spicy
food. From the blazing food?
Yeah, from the blazing. I don't even eat spicy food. When I decided to try this blazing one time, it made my face tickle, it made my face hot, and all of a sudden I felt like I had a little buzz going on. So, you know, I'll take blazing sauce.
You know what else will do that for you?
What's that?
Vodka.
Ah.
Speaking of alcohol, 9707, using the hashtag AskDaMan, wants to know, Busch Light or Bud Light? You are of age, so we can ask you that question.
Yeah, of course. Bud Light. Ever since, I used to kind of waffle back and forth, but ever since the Cubs World Series run last year, I went Budweiser exclusive.
Well, that's a St. Louis thing.
Well, they got the Budweiser sign, though.
Okay. Just making sure. I thought you were going to say that you just went strictly old style.
This program is going to be a real pain in the ass if we ever get sponsors, because then we're going to have to tiptoe around whether or not we're insulting anybody. But until that day, it's the barren wasteland of nobody wanting to associate themselves with us. And that's fine, because we got a little outlaw feel to us right now. I feel like we can get away with virtually anything here. Now, have you sized up your new desk? Are you familiar? Do you know where your desk is going to be? You know where our office is.
Of course.
There's a desk in there that Alex used to sit at, and then when he got promoted, instead of just remaining at the desk that he occupied, he decided that he was going to move his stuff 7 inches to the north and take over Tyler's old desk.
It's a better view of the TV. That's why I did it.
Okay. You know what? That makes complete sense to me, because the other desk you would have your back to the television. Now, Investigation Coon reveals why Alex made the very... Look, I had people in the office. They will go unnamed. I had people in the office ask me, what's the deal? What's the deal with Alex switching desks? And I go, I don't know. But he left all of the... Do you like plastic silverware?
I'm pretty neutral on
You've
plastic silverware.
You've got about 91 packages of plastic silverware on your desk, so I hope you like that. And do you like random things that Tyler left behind? Because that desk inadvertently sort of became a junk drawer.
Yeah.
Because I looked yesterday, I wonder what's over here. And I opened it up, and look, you know how little children sometimes try to, like, they hide the broccoli on their plate, or they try to convince you that they took a bite, or they clean their room and all they're doing is really just pushing the toys and hiding them under the bed.
Of course.
Tyler leaves and he's going to throw all of this stuff out, and it disappears, and everybody here in the building thinks it's gone. And last night I opened the desk that you used to sit at, and it's filled with his garbage that he was going to throw out.
Are you sure we're talking about the same Tyler? Because I think there's an accumulation of things from a couple of Tylers in that desk.
No, this is...
Because I found a lot of stuff in there when I took
know
over.
The origin
retro
of the binders of worthless baseball cards. Those were going to be, I'm taking these to the dumpster. I'm throwing these out. So they didn't get thrown out. What they did was they got left behind for somebody else to take care of. And guess who gets to take care of them now?
Kyle.
What can we do with those? Can we turn that into
No?
Okay.
Just throw them in the recycling.
Now, Kyle,
they're all worthless.
Are you a wrestling fan? Because we have a couple of questions for you.
WWE?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, in middle school and early high school, I was.
All right.
I took a little bit of a break, but I'm back.
So 39-34.
Sabbatical. I like that.
Undertaker or Shawn Michaels Heartbreak Kid?
Back in my first stint as a fan, I really liked Shawn Michaels, so I got to go with HBK.
And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but 72-95 wants you to call a college football upset this upcoming year.
Oh, boy.
Don't do it.
Wyoming over Iowa.
Well, all right. Well, in his first day. I remember the first...
It's not his first day, though. His first day will be June 5th.
In his first stint on the air.
And then you're on... They talk to you about the probation, right?
No.
Yeah, you're on probation for like 6 months.
Oh.
Before they're
supervised.
Before you're officially in the clear.
Oh.
So you're gonna have to.
That was creepy.
You're gonna have to tiptoe around for like 6 months, and then just one day, it's officially okay. Well, I guess now we've got to think really long and hard about getting rid of you.
No.
So get ready for that. Next 6 months.
Let's do that.
All right, Shampoo, hashtag ask da man, Rizzo or Bryant?
Bryant. Big Bryant guy. He's got the eyes. I can't even, you know.
That's your reasoning?
No, it's not the reasoning. It's just, you know, it's what sets him apart. I got to
pick something. It's funny that you bring this up because I've actually argued with my wife about this because... She doesn't see the whole Chris Bryant attraction, and virtually every woman that she works with is head over heels, crushing hard on Chris Bryant. And Alex is pointing to me because he knows I also have a man crush on Chris Bryant. And I have had conversations with my wife where I have literally said, look at those eyes.
Yeah.
You got nothing. You don't see anything when you look at his eyes, and he's hitting home runs. And he's saving puppies and doing God knows what. And she's like, no, I just don't see it.
Well, Shampoo, who asked the question, definitely agrees with your reasoning.
Shampoo says definitely the eyes.
Definitely the eyes. Now,
we've taken a turn.
She might be the first female that has ever been brought to my attention that doesn't find Chris Bryant attractive.
I'm just...
She's good for her.
She doesn't find Chris Bryant attractive, yet she finds me attractive. That should tell you all you need to know about her. Joel in Muscatine wants to know, Kyle, are you comfortable bumping up certain callers in the order?
Yeah, sure.
Do you play favorites?
I'll give him my personal number. Maybe we can work something out.
See, the problem with that is you have to have multiple callers at the same time, and we usually don't run into that issue. That's a host problem. A host problem that the producer has to fix. That's the way that things work around here.
We get a lot of calls coming in around 6 o'clock showdown.
Now, we do. Do you really...
People calling and then people calling back and people calling in to fill in for the people that drop. Yeah.
We get about 10 calls. It's about maybe 3 people, but a lot of calls.
We're about to get into fantasy football in a few months.
Oh.
Will you be taking my spot... As
the title holder? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you won last year?
No, I didn't.
Well, yes, I will be winning.
But are you good at fantasy football is basically what I want to ask you.
Yeah, actually, I wish I could show you my rosters the last few years.
Now, please don't. Please don't. There's nothing worse than hearing somebody about someone's fantasy football team in a league that you are not in.
Although, if I'm going to sit here and talk a big game, I am going to have to own up. Week 2, it was either week 2 or 3 last year. You want to know who I traded?
No.
Real early on? Melvin Gordon.
Okay. Well, that was quick.
Speaking of interesting things, Purdue has made a game of this with Nebraska. This is the Big Ten tournament game that will never end, I have a feeling, because these innings are taking forever. They are only in the top of the second inning at Bart Kauffman Field, and it is 4-4. With Purdue doing some damage to the Cornhuskers here. The Hawkeyes are waiting in the wings along with Maryland, and this game looks like it's going to take 4 hours to play.
It was supposed to start at 7:30 local time.
7:30 Central time, yep.
So that game, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm sure they have to take a half hour or an hour break in between games, and this game is going to go on for a while. So what do you think, a 9 o'clock start?
I don't even want to speculate at this point. I really don't.
I'll speculate.
And
I did double check.
It was 7:30 Central time. So I did do the conversion on that correctly because many, many things, my issues with the state of Indiana, one of them is how they observe or don't observe daylight savings time. But I guess since we're in standard time right now, daylight time? No. This is standard time. daylight savings times in the fall.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they're always on Eastern time, right?
They remain on Eastern Standard Time. So they are always on Eastern Standard Time. And you can't buy beer at gas stations there.
No, you can't really. You can't buy alcohol on Sundays.
You get robbed at gunpoint
at Taco Bell.
548. Well,
and you
Kyle,
have Muncie, Indiana.
Welcome aboard. I get the sense that there's some stories with you and Muncie. You went to Ball State for how long?
One whole year.
1 year. Not just one semester. You made two semesters at Ball State.
Correct. And one of my good friends actually transferred here, which is how I found out about Iowa. He only got through one semester before he transferred.
Did you get rid of your golf clubs before you moved here, thinking that Iowa was flat?
No, I'm from the Midwest.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Some people always have those questions.
We were all on the same page here.
Have you guys seen the pictures?
Pictures of what?
The Earth.
Oh.
No, yeah, I know.
You're not a flat earther. last night I was watching the Cardinals game, Alex, and I thought of you because not only was it your birthday, but there was an Emo's Pizza commercial on, and they're now selling I can't remember what they call it. It's a St. Louis orgasm in a box, but it's one of their crappy pizzas, and then it's two rows of toasted ravioli. I thought if they delivered 4 hours to the north, I would have called and ordered you a very late birthday present last night.
Who is the main,
is it Imo's or Emo's?
It's Emo's.
Emo's. Okay, that's what I thought.
Who endorses Emo's Pizza? Who is the main guy on their commercial?
The guy on the commercial last night was David Freese, who's not even a Cardinal anymore. I thought, okay.
David Freese still. St. Louis little, kid David Freese.
He is a St. Louis kid and he World Series hero. And I'm watching the commercial last night and all I'm thinking is, interesting choice there. Going with a guy who's not with the organization anymore, but is the hometown candidate. And I will admit the toasted ravioli looked pretty good.
And his selling point is perfect for the business. Even though I'm not in St. Louis anymore, I gotta get my Emo's fix. The pizzas practically sell themselves.
Well, I hope he's getting paid.
Oh, he is.
Handsomely. The first thing I would do with that check is make sure I ran straight to the bank, which by the way is good advice for you too, Kyle, now that you're officially coming on board. So June 5th, we'll hit the ground running. And we will officially have a new hardest working man in the building because that title has been up in the air since somebody else left. 5:50, we'll step aside, come back, get you an update from the Big Ten baseball tournament in Indiana. Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago joins us at 6 o'clock to talk all things Chicago sports. And we've still got the 6 o'clock showdown to get to as well back after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Got some property to take care of? Let a Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help you get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. To find your local Kubota dealer, visit iowakubotadealers.com.
Welcome back. Kyle has assumed the position on the other side of the glass in no man's land. And he's coming on board June 5th, and we'll leave it at that. But between now and June 5th, we've got some kinks that we'll iron out, and then he becomes the producer, and it's officially the worst time to possibly produce a sports talk radio program ever.
This time of year?
June. Oh. The 1st of June. 5th of June, officially. Eh. You give me, right now, we're wading into it. The tide is ebbing. And the Big Ten baseball tournament gets over. And the Hawkeye baseball season is done. And then you got nothing. You got nothing. And
you talk about Emo's Pizza.
We got
Tuesdays with Tommy.
We got the Twins, who are in first place, and we carry their games on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and we spend 20 minutes talking about them, begging people to be interested in them, and we get one anti-Joe Mauer text, and that was it. So that's this is we're wading into the water right now, and we have the cinder block tied around our neck. And it's getting perilously close. And then Big Ten Media Day comes along, and we float to the top again for a while. At least that's the way things work out here. We've got a basketball game to look forward to tomorrow, right? Game 5 of the Eastern Conference
Correct.
Finals between
in
the
Boston.
Celtics and the Cavaliers. And we've got a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs to look forward to tomorrow, as well as that series goes the distance with Ottawa winning 2-1 last night to force Game 7. Pittsburgh, though, a heavy favorite to win Game 7.
319-366-1600 is the Jeriask Investment Services text line. You brought up the anti-Mauer text, 2774, and he or she is apologizing for that text. No,
absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for actually
great job. Thank
participating.
You.
What about the first place Houston Astros? BJ would like to know on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, where the Tommy Watkins voting is not going in the direction that I was hoping it was going to go. I was really hoping that we would have kind of like neck and neck, like Bush-Gore, and what we're getting is Bush-Dukakis. The other Bush. It's a little bit of a blowout right now, which means we're probably going to have to deal with Tommy on Tuesdays here on the program. But Tommy needs to, I think, have a guest with him or something. Or we give Tommy time on the program, but he also has to provide us with players and other guests as sort of a quid pro quo.
Or we do like a little bit with Tommy where they're like this or that, kind of like we did Ask the Man. We got to ask Tommy.
I feel as if you either had that worked out for a really long time or you stole it from somewhere else.
I know this is going to be hard to believe, but was very original.
Okay.
I came up with that right in the middle of that segment.
Okay. Because if you steal something, at least change the name of it.
Oh, of course.
Try to be creative rather than taking something and calling it, oh, I don't know, would ya? Just maybe try to give the old picket fence out in front of the house a fresh coat of paint is all I'm saying. Let's get a Midwest One Bank Big Board update in. Bart Kaufman Field in Bloomington, Indiana, the site of the Big Ten baseball tournament. And right now, number one seed Nebraska facing the eighth seed Purdue Boilermakers. And Purdue has scored 5 runs to make this a game. The Boilermakers on top 5-4 in the bottom of the second inning. The Iowa Hawkeyes will play either the winner or loser of this contest, depending on what the Hawks themselves do later tonight when they face number 4 seed Maryland. It's going to be a stiff test. They face pitcher of the year Brian Schaefer. He has the 9th lowest ERA in the country at 1.67 among qualifiers. He also has 98 strikeouts, which are second best in the Big Ten. Opponents are hitting just 206 off him. Naturally, Iowa counters with reigning Big Ten Player of the Year Jake Adams. So, strength against strength. 7:30 Central was the original start time for that game, although with Purdue and Nebraska taking as long as they are, that's not going to happen. The schedule for this year's Gavitt tip-off games has been released by the Big Ten. Iowa, not a part of the field this year after drawing games against Marquette and Seton Hall the past 2 years. And the Cedar Rapids Colonels lost to the Clinton Lumber Kings earlier today at Veterans Memorial Stadium by a score of 3-2. Clinton pushing the winning run across in the top of the 9th inning on what appeared to have been an inning-ending double play. But the runner at first base, Gareth Morgan, was ruled safe, and one run came across the plate. Colonels and Lumber Kings finish up that series tomorrow night at 6:35, weather permitting. We're going to talk all things Chicago sports with Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago, including a little Bears talk. One of their quarterbacks says this is going to be his year. Hint, it's not Mitchell Trubisky.
It's all-pro tight end Rob Gronkowski. And nothing fuels my patented Gronk spike like all-natural.